You're listening to a Bucks Plus audio production on the Bucks Plus Network.
This is Bucks in Six.
That's for the culture.
A full Bucks recap after every single game. Here's Greg Matzik.
After a pit stop in Milwaukee and a blowout win over the Miami Heat Thursday night, the Bucks making the trip west to California to face the Clippers. The Bucks looking to increase its winning streak to 6 straight games, playing without forward Bobby Portis and guard AJ Green. Just over 2 minutes in, Taurean Prince put the Bucks on the board.
Still looking for their first points 2 minutes into this one. Jackson's left alone inside. He passes to the corner. Open shooter there. And Taurean Prince rattles through the first bucket of the night for the Bucks.
The teams would trade baskets in the early going, with Prince knocking down a second three.
He's at the top of the arc, sends it to the corner. Catch and shoot three from Prince, and Prince tickles the twine. Deep corner three, and Taurean's got his second three ball of the game. He has scored 6 of the 10 points for Milwaukee here tonight.
Playing downhill, Giannis scored 4 straight in the paint.
12-10, our score. Bucks going the other way. Giannis goes galloping down the lane again. Missed the dunk, but gets it back and deposits it right back up and in. He was not going to be denied there. Giannis stays with it.
The hoop from Giannis, the beginning of a 7-0 Bucks run. 19-10 Bucks after a 3 from Gary Trent Jr.
Three-pointer on the way from Gary Trent Jr., who laces it from the near side. Gary Trent coming off of that season-high 7 three-pointers 2 nights ago, and he just looks like he has picked up where he left off. He hit his first 5 three-pointers that night.
A surge from James Harden tied the game at 24. The Clippers took a 2-point lead, but only for a moment, as a streaking Giannis hammered home 2 of his 11 first-quarter points to even the score at 26.
Shifty move from Porter. Now Giannis the other way goes soaring to the cup and plunges it down with a one-hand jam. We are tied again.
28-all at the end of an entertaining and fast-paced first quarter. The Clippers would take a 5-point lead early in the second before the Bucks scored 7 straight, capped on another 3 from Prince.
Connaughton trying to slice his way through that defense, hands it to the corner, and Taurean Prince drills his 3rd three-pointer of the evening and puts the Bucks back out in front.
Prince unconscious for the Bucks in the first half.
Back-to-back threes. Here's Prince. He'll try to answer. Oh, his shot goes in and out, then in again. Finds its way through, and Taurean Prince has now hit on 4 three-pointers tonight for the Bucks.
More from Trent, and a nifty dish from Brook Lopez as the bucket trading continued.
Here's Lopez in a crowd, sends out to the right wing, catch and shoot 3. Gary Trent Jr. delivers a beauty from the right side.
Later in the second, Lopez would dial in from deep on a pick and pop with Lillard.
Here comes a 3 from Lopez as he launches and buries it from the top of the circle.
59-58 Bucks after one half of hoops at Intuit Dome. The Clippers would tie the game early in the second after 5 straight from Kawhi Leonard. Giannis put the Bucks back on top with a mid-range J.
Giannis on the other end at the top of the arc. He's going to pull up, try his mid-range jumper again, and this time he gets it to go.
15 for Giannis in the third quarter alone. Los Angeles would score 5 straight again to take a 72-67 lead, forcing a Doc Rivers timeout. Out of that timeout, the Bucks tied the game on a pair of free throws from Giannis and a corner triple from Dame.
Giannis on the other end of the floor, rifles it near side, quick ball movement. Into the corner it goes, where Damian Lillard deposits the three-pointer up and in, tying this game at 72 on his first three-pointer of the night. Dame is still on pace for that triple-double with 20 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists.
Threes kept falling for the Bucks, with Lopez and Trent doing the damage.
Giannis already 10 points here in this third quarter, though, as Lillard's going to work the other way. Comes to a stop, feeds it to the corner as he rifles it to Gary Trent. And Trent hits another 3 for Milwaukee. Gary Trent's got 3 of them tonight, 13 points now.
Next up, Lopez.
He'll hand off to Lopez. Lopez casts up a long 3, and he hits again. Milwaukee's starting to heat up from outside. 44% from long range, the Bucks tonight. They lead again by 3.
After 3 quarters, the Bucks bench contributed 16 points, all scored by Gary Trent Jr.
He's got it now on the left elbow, defended by Porter. Sends out top. Trent, a head fake, steps to his left, fires up the 3, and rattles it through with 1.4 seconds to play in the third.
It would come down to the fourth in Los Angeles, with the Clippers leading 94-93. The Bucks would take a lead early in the fourth. The Clippers would take it back. Back in the Bucks' favor on a mid-range J and an and-one from Lillard.
98-97, Clippers out in front. Bucks with the basketball right to left. Damian Lillard, top of the arc. Toying with the defense of Coffey. He sticks the jumper with a foul. Damian Lillard had him on a yo-yo there, and he's got a chance at a three-point play.
But with Giannis on the bench, the Clippers relied on the youth of their roster to build a 6-point lead with 7:26 to play. That lead would double up to 12 after 6 straight from James Harden. Out of another Doc Rivers timeout, Giannis put an end to the Clippers' run.
That defense really digging in, but Giannis goes to the hoop and scores anyway.
Giannis would score 6 straight, leading the Bucks' comeback attempt. But overall, the fourth quarter was a struggle for the Bucks, who had no answer for James Harden and Norman Powell. The duo combined to score 73 of the Clippers' points.
Batum comes away with a rebound, and the Clippers will just move it ahead, and the Bucks will accept their fate. The 5-game win streak is no more as Los Angeles takes care of business here at Intuit Dome in the fourth quarter, beating the Bucks 127 to 117 in a quarter. They outscored Milwaukee 33 to 24.
In a game that featured 17 ties, Giannis paced the Bucks with 36.
This has been a Bucks Plus audio production.